Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Isn't it such a good day? Oh, isn't it such a good, good day? Yeah. I wish it would last forever. And I hope the sun don't go down.
If only we could have yesterday back. How many times do you think that? I wish I could do over what I did yesterday that I didn't like. Nope. Be happy with what you have. Focus on today and what you want as you move forward. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join Jennifer and Molly and Kenny and Richie and me in a few moments with a focus on tattoos and children's cancer treatments, among other things. You want to check out his Forbidden Doctor newsletter as well, ForbiddenDoctor.com. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, here's a great story for those of you who are critical of the police. And people say, well, Doug, you're always being critical of the police. No, I'm not. I'm critical when they deserve attention, and I laud them when they do something individually or collectively that is worthy of attention. And this is on the top of that pile today. A wonderful police officer who told a teenager he had to go to the house and report to the teenager that his parents had been killed in a car crash. And when the officer, realizing that this fellow didn't have his parents, one of the things he learned about Eric Ellison was he was graduating. And so the policeman said, I'm sorry, the policeman is Eric Ellison. The youngster is it Cassie Porte? Is that how you pronounce the name? Something close to that.
Sure.
When he found out that that the boy was graduating from high school, he said, I will come in your parents' stead. And that's what he did. The parents, by the way, were killed by a drunk driver. They were on a motorcycle. And so Ellison had to go and share the bad news with the family. Found the youngster at home alone. When he expressed how upset he was that his parents would miss his high school graduation, which was a week away, police officer said, quote, your mom and dad will have front row seats looking down from heaven.
Mm.
Yeah, that's sweet.
You ever think about that when you go out without your kids?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you're on the road. You're on an airplane. Just you and your wife.
Yep.
Or whatever.
Or
your kids are at home. And there's things go through your head, man. It's scary.
Well, that's why you go back to our thought of the day today. And people who do crazy stuff, who can't figure out what to do and how to do it and that sort of thing. Thinking about what you have versus what you want. A lot of people don't know what they want, but they know what they have. And think about that as you take your next step. It would seem to me that's a great lesson. And we're happy to have that story for you to read and peruse at DougStephan.com. Here's a couple of things here that I would like to share with you. Richie's done a little research on some stuff that actually, when you get right down to it, these are so wonderful. How many of you understand when you go to the store, you buy one of this and you buy one of that, or you buy two of this and two of that, but yet with soft goods, there's an opportunity, and I don't know whether you get them at the grocery store, or you go to Costco, or you go to Best Buy, but it would seem to me only common sense as I look at this list, which we have posted at DougStephan.com today, the items to buy in large quantities. Why wouldn't you buy toilet paper unless you're all by yourself? You got a family?
I still buy. I'm just one rear end here.
Really?
And I still buy my toilet paper in bulk because it's so much cheaper.
Yeah. And the same with towels. I'm talking about Bounty towels, that kind of stuff. Buy a big bag of them and put them away. Soaps and shampoos. I don't know about that, Richie. Soaps and shampoos, There's always been a laugh here in my house.
You know, we always
because
do
I don't buy them. I pick them up on the road and bring them home when I'm traveling. That changed a little bit.
Seriously, that's where you wash yourself from. Well, like no,
I don't, because now, in the aforementioned or the previous world order here, when everything changed at the house, all of that stuff got tossed, and the new bigger bars of soap that
you use those when you travel.
Oh my God, I can totally see you with a closet full of little hotel soaps.
Why buy it when they give it to you for free?
And I can hear somebody yelling at the radio right now.
Oh my.
I'm with you. I'm with you, somebody.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Somebody's Meredith, and she's my friend. Yeah, and right. You know what?
Yeah. Okay.
You're right about that.
You
know why
so
I don't
beautiful.
Buy this stuff like
Thank
that
you,
in bulk?
Why?
Bars of soap, yes, I would buy in a multi-pack.
Bars of soap, maybe, yeah. Right.
But shampoo, and I don't know, Molly, maybe you have this problem too, but I like to switch my shampoo every time, because otherwise your hair kind of gets used to it, and then it doesn't look as good. So I like to use a bottle of shampoo and then switch to another brand and just kind of keep hopping. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Hairdressers will tell you that as well, that your hair kind of just becomes accustomed to the shampoo or the conditioner, and then it doesn't work as well. And also, you need to try new things and new scents, you know.
Huh. All right, Richie, what else is, let's see here.
Well,
office.
I guess the one that I take away is batteries.
Batteries.
There are two reasons for this. You can save a little bit of money when you buy batteries in bulk. But B, you always want a stash of batteries around the house for when the lights go out or you know, something happens and you need batteries. So
can I ask
always
a question
keep
about
a bucket
storage?
Of batteries.
Because I buy big packages of batteries too, because, you know.
So anyway, moving along.
But why do I keep my batteries in the refrigerator? Is there any reason for that?
They say it keeps them fresher. If you live in a house with kids, batteries don't last long enough anyway. But
I mean, I just do it because I think I'm supposed to, but I don't know why exactly.
I would say the science behind keeping your batteries cool is probably valid.
Okay.
So I would do that, even though I haven't looked it up.
All right.
Or I haven't seen a MythBusters episode about it yet.
Let's see here. Detergents are on the list. Diapers are on the list. Coffee.
Yeah.
I would have thought coffee would spoil if you bought too much of it. I don't know.
Put it in the freezer until you're ready to use it.
Really?
Yeah, and the K-Cups come sealed pretty well, so if you buy that way.
Do you buy your diapers in bulk, Dougie?
Do I say what?
Do you buy your diapers in bulk?
Your adult diapers.
Very funny. The pantry items that you would buy, I guess maybe because I'm here in the house alone, cereal. No, I used to buy canned tuna that way because Charlotte ate a lot of canned tuna.
Oh.
People, soft drinks, that kind of stuff. No.
You know another thing that's on this list that we do?
What?
Toothbrushes.
Yeah.
We'll buy like the big 10-pack.
Yep.
And it's a lot cheaper, and it, you know, lasts you whatever a year.
You switched to Sonicare yet?
I had that, didn't like it.
Really?
Switched away from it. Yeah.
Oh, I love my Sonicare.
All right, so those lists or that list
rattled
is at DougStefan.com today. I have something to pass along before we get to Jack.
It's a kidney stone.
I wasn't actually thinking of that, Jennifer, but thank you. Ding, 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 ding. This came from a lady named Jean.
Hi, Jean.
Who likes to send things along that sort of put things into perspective. And so that's why I pass this along. This is aimed at what some people call the greatest generation, or the people, there are a lot of people listening to this program who are 50 and older. And so the focus has been on a comparison of that group, we call them baby boomers, to other groups that are younger. Many of these people have been homeschooled. For example, my mother taught me to appreciate a job well done. She said, quote, if you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning the house.
Yep, been there, heard that.
My mother taught me religion. Quote, you better pray, that will come out of the carpet. End quote. My father taught me about time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. Lovely. My father taught me about logic because I said so. Right? My mother taught me more about logic. If you fall out of the swing and break your neck, you're not going to the store with me. My mother taught me foresight. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case. What's the rest of the line?
You go to the hospital.
Get hit by a car.
An accident. Yes, there we go. We all learned that. My father taught me irony. Keep crying and I'll give you something to really cry about. My mother taught me about the science of osmosis. shut your mouth and eat your supper. My mother taught me about being a contortionist. Just you look at that dirt on the back of your neck. Remember that. My mother taught me about stamina. You'll sit there until all that spinach is gone. Are we resonating here with anybody? My mother, I'm liking all of
them. Heard them all.
Yeah,
been there.
Really. My mother taught me about hypocrisy. If I told you once, I told you a million times. Don't exaggerate. I always loved that one. Anyway, food for thought. Speaking of food for thought, Dr. Jack Stockwell talking about better cancer treatments for children. That's up next here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to feel better, more rested and relaxed at the end of the workday? Well, fortunately, there's a way. And here's the science of it.
I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
It seems that there are two types of workers, those with no energy at the end of the day and those with plenty. What's the difference? Workers who had something to look forward to at the end of their day weren't as tired when the workday was over. They had energy to spare. Tired workers, on the other hand, had no plans except to go home, rest up, and get ready to do the same old tiring rat race workday thing all over the next day. What's the cheap psychological trick? Schedule no fun work stuff early in the day and enjoyable work toward the end. Because you have something to look forward to, you won't be as tired at the end of the day. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
He has a voice everyone knows, but as a child, he stuttered so badly he refused to speak.
He was functionally mute for 8 years. He finally spoke thanks to a high school teacher who challenged him.
The young man had taken an interest in poetry. He wrote a poem the teacher thought was really good.
So good, the teacher thought it was plagiarized. The only way to prove otherwise was to recite it by memory in front of the whole class.
The young man did it. That day, he started coming out of his shell.
Eventually, he became an actor. You may know him as the voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars.
James Earl Jones turned his biggest weakness into his greatest strength. That's Big Success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Today on App Check, with Chop Sushi, you can pay $4 for a confusing puzzle game with awkward chopstick controls, or not.
Sushi.
Chop Sushi. Struck out.
Between the snooze button in the shower, the commute, and the conference call, Starbucks Via makes it easy to enjoy a delicious, rich cup of coffee. Just add water, stir, and sip on your favorite Starbucks coffee right where you are. Starbucks Via. Look for it where you buy groceries.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The Army's looking to alternative scanning methods at airports that might soon make the TSA obsolete. The Pentagon is examining large-scale biometric sensors that would scan passengers by examining their expressions, gait, and pose, while looking for abnormal perspiration and changes in body temperature. In short, they're looking at sweat scanners, which will allegedly detect if someone's subconsciously nervous, nervousness becoming manifest in excess body heat, sweating, or nonspecific erratic behavior, they say. Best they tout is that people would be unaware they were being camera scanned. At issue, of course, are false positives when, for instance, people late for a flight or sweating from running to catch their planes, or if you're at the airport already upset, you'd likely be pulled by authorities, which ironically would only make you even more sweaty and upset. From the Greeniverse.
Think green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Dr. Jack Stockwell here, one of the doctors in our stable of experts when it comes to things that are of import, and I want to get an alternative twist on it. I call on Jack, who's the author, along with his wife, Mary, of the Forbidden Doctor podcast, which you can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com. This week, the focus is on autism. We'll spend a little time on that. First, though, more children are surviving cancer than ever before, Jack, and without long-term complications from radiation and chemotherapy, according to research that's just out this week. What do you make of that?
Well, if you have, let's say you've got a 45-year-old adult male and a 4-year-old male, and they both have a similar form of brain cancer, or some other cancer in the body. That child has cells duplicating, replicating, rebuilding at a massive rate because he's a child and he has this ability to grow and repair and grow and repair and grow and repair that the adult doesn't have. So even though they may be under the assault of chemotherapy or radiation or something that is destroying cells, the adult's ability to rebuild and repair isn't anything like the child. So that's why we find children usually will survive and recover and live longer in many, even the most severe cases of cancer, than an adult will with a similar case.
Really?
Yeah.
So this is cum-si-cum-sa information.
Yeah, you know, you sit down, you think about it for a moment, it only makes sense. Mm. You know, a broken bone in a 4-year-old will repair almost twice as fast as a broken bone in a 40-year-old.
Good point. All right. New study finds that tattoos can cause serious long-term adverse reactions. Story at DougStephan.com. No matter what it is, this is stuff wherever you put it in your body, according to the information from NYU anyway. If you have tattoos, my son has a number of tattoos, and so this information bothers me. What'd you find in your research, Jack?
Well, the percentages are rather low. The problem, though, is the results can be really bad, especially in some cases where they an older tattoo has begun to fade a little bit, and they want to put a new color over top of it. There's some very serious problems that can begin to edema, and then when they do that, some of the other colors can get loose into the bloodstream. Nausea, vomiting, shivering, edema in that area, something else called erythema nodosum, which is the building up of these little tiny bumps that start showing up all over the place. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how many teenage girls are out there getting these things done. Yeah. When you asked me to talk about that, this one of the last patients I saw in the clinic yesterday was this guy with his, 16, 17-year-old girlfriend came with him. And she has this big spider web on her calf, this big spider web tattoo. And I asked her then, I said, you check into this stuff before you do it? No, it's the new fad.
Yeah, right. Not smart, but we do sound sort of like a couple of old timers. I've said that to my son a lot, and he says, no, it's safe. He checked it out. And I trust his judgment, but I still have my reservations. All right, don't forget to sign up for the latest podcast. Tens of thousands of people listening every week to The Forbidden Doctor, this week on autism.
Forbidden
Doctor.
Forbidden Autism Cure.